Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Several weeks ago, we talked about the rule of law, the fact that it's being abused, and the long-term implications of that abuse on the strength of our society. I said the greatest instigators of the abuse are groups from the far left who have become frustrated with their inability to move their agendas through the legislature and are now turning to the courts. What's even more egregious is when these groups abandon even the judicial process and turn their sights on quasi-judicial boards. Two examples are working their way through the process, and early indications are that the boards will reject the request to circumvent the legislature. The first board in question is the Board of Medical Examiners, and the attempt by those in favor of assisted suicide to get the board to look the other way if any doctors become involved. Remember, the ruling by the Supreme Court in the Baxter case did not legalize assisted suicide. It said that assisting in a suicide is still defined as homicide, but if a doctor assists in a suicide and is charged with homicide, they may, and that's the key word, they may be able to claim the consent of the victim as a defense. That's as far as the decision went. We submitted statements from two expert attorneys that said that assisted suicide is still illegal, and we asked the board to reject the request that they become involved. In a hearing last week, the board's own attorney agreed with our assessment and told the board that this is a legislative matter and that criminal law is not within the board's jurisdiction. We'll keep you posted as the board moves toward a decision. The second case in question involves the State Board of Personnel Appeals. In that case, the teachers' unions and state employees' unions argued that the state negotiated in bad faith when the unions negotiated a pay raise with the governor's office, which was then rejected by the legislature. This is frankly bizarre on several levels. First, the authority to spend money rests with the legislature, and more specifically, it begins in the House of Representatives. To craft a responsible budget, you have to control both sides of the equation. Income and expenditures. The legislature has the authority to tax and spend. Second, the governor's office can't negotiate a pay raise with state employees, then hold the legislature to it, because the legislative branch then becomes subservient to the executive branch. It violates the principle of the separation of powers and is therefore unconstitutional. And third, and most bizarre of the three, is that the unions are trying to get a mere board to usurp the power of the entire legislative branch. This board cannot order the legislature to abide by the terms of a deal negotiated by the governor. It makes for stormy politics and interesting headlines, but it's not within the board's power. And that's exactly the position taken by the board's own hearing officer when he rejected the union's unfair labor practices complaint. Actions such as these are cheap attempts to grab headlines and make a point. The problem is they damage the rule of law in the process. The three branches of government are each vested with very specific powers. When we allow the process to be abused, the end result is a government that is neither predictable nor dependable, and if it goes too far, it eventually results in anarchy. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.